Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Dave Giesling, and we're on the north end of Lake Tahoe at the Hyatt. Dave, how you doing?
Oh, fantastic, Kemp. It's always great to be here, especially with you today.
Yeah. We're at your annual meeting with the FEI Group. Just as a quick reminder to the audience, the FEI Group is a large group of residential contractors focused in three areas. One is multifamily construction and renovation. The other is single family construction, and the last is in cabinet installation. Again, very nice place, one of the best places you can have a meeting. Let's real quick, the group size, I think you have about 350 people here, don't you?
I think it's 360 this year.
And that's a bigger group than you've had in the last several meetings, isn't it?
It's been ratcheting up slowly every year, you know, coming out of the downturn, and it's our biggest group ever, and probably our best conference ever thus far. It's been a really good first day.
So the last time I talked to you was 2 years ago, and we were on the west coast of Florida. And, you know, at that time in 2002, things were still, we were just kind of pulling out of this recession, and especially in the new construction area, we were in a wait-and-see mode. Talk a little bit about the health of the membership now.
Well, the health of the membership and the health of the channel may be two different things. The health of the membership is very good. You've got a large group of folks that are positive, enthusiastic. They've persevered and weathered the storm. And business is much better than it was, you know, a couple of years ago, obviously. The channel itself, however, is yet to be seen, Kemp. I think we're dealing with the release of a lot of pent-up demand more than anything else. We've got a volatile political climate, some macroeconomic issues that are a little bit complicated right now. And I would submit that, and I'm as optimistic as they get, we're not in a recovery yet. There's no question about that. So hopefully we can pick up and continue to run with some good positive momentum right now. But members are doing great. The channel, we'll wait and see.
You know, it's interesting you point that out, that it's a little bit of difference between the group's performance and the channel's performance. You know, I've got to say about this group, this is one of the most talented groups of contractors in the business, very successful, on top of their game. When we do the top 100 retailers in Floor Focus, retailers, dealers, when we're doing that, about a third of those people are in your group. So, I mean, these people are doing some major business, aren't they?
Indeed they are, and it's been that way for quite some time. You know, roughly a third of that list is in the hotel right behind us right now.
Yeah. All right, so you gave some awards last night. You gave your Member of the Year award in all three categories. Quickly run us through who won those.
Well, we'll stick maybe with the flooring side for you. It's your earlier request, but on the multifamily side, Denny Tostert at American Floors and Blinds, been a fantastic member for quite a long time now, actually hosted the advisory board meeting in Seattle last year. And I think he was quite tickled to have received the Member of the Year award, too. Just a super guy and super, super company.
And he's out of Seattle, right?
He is out of Seattle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. And on the builder side?
On the builder side is Roy Lomas. So we have Rick Forbes Sr., Rick Forbes Jr., his brother Scott Forbes, and my main man Frank Pinto. The great group of folks out of the Philadelphia area. Very new member to the group, but enthusiastic, jumped in with both feet, running full speed ahead.
All right, so the theme of this meeting is Impact 2020, and so it's a five-year-out focus. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Sure, it's just a point in time where we have managed to come out of the downturn, you know, the late 2008 uncertainty, the hedgehogging that everyone was doing, just trying to survive and get through the next day, week, and month. Now we can look a little bit further ahead. It's just still uncertain. It's a little bit difficult to predict, but we can start laying some pretty good plans in place, and we're doing that now this week, dealing a lot, as Jay talked about yesterday, with the what we're doing and the how we're doing it, but also understanding that undercurrent of why we're doing certain things that we're doing and building a solid plan to get us into the doorstep of 2020 over the next 5 years.
You know, I got to hand it to you, Dave. One of the things that's different about this group, because I go to a lot of these different meetings, is you really get into the minds of these members as far as, I mean, you talk about their health and their weight and their attitude and what they're thinking about. It's a lot more intimate, I guess, than some of these other meetings that I go to. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, yesterday you had a breakout session and you were addressing a topic that's a huge topic right now, and it's around this whole installation labor, finding, recruiting, retaining, training. So you had a group of people that got together and talked about that. You know, just last week I did an interview with Jim Walker about that topic. So that's definitely a topic of discussion today, isn't it?
It's a big topic of discussion. I told you when you stepped, you were in the breakout session yesterday, we needed a lot longer than we had to work on that with the group. So many issues. We're not nationally very well replacing labor. They're all getting a little bit older, tougher to find. You look back in this March of this year in the single family segment, we went into the year expecting a 30% increase in single family new home construction. By March, that was ratcheted down to 6.7%, and my guess is the channel may be flat by the end of the year. We won't be flat. We're taking share, but there's only so much of that you can do. The reason that we saw the pace of new home construction begin to slow down in the spring was, in fact, labor. And it's not just flooring, obviously. It's all components of the home. And we hit the point where the home buyer was not willing to pay that much of an increase. This really was in March of this year where it got pretty intense. This is a big issue. It's a really big issue. And there are certain things I think we may be capable of doing at the national level that can't be done locally and regionally. And that's what we're beginning to explore rather aggressively with the group.
Well, as you said yesterday, you're going to go into a deep dive. You're going to form a task force on this. Some of the things you're looking at are what are the root causes? What are some of the solutions? Who can you engage to help fix the problem? You know, should the relationship be subcontractor or employee? We are seeing somewhat of a trend more toward employee right now. Not to necessarily say that's the right one, but that's working for some folks. Should manufacturers or trade associations drive some of the process? So this is all really good, strong issues that this business needs to look at, and my hat's off to you for doing it.
This is big. It's got a big impact on what's happening. It's not that it's difficult to get floors down. It's beyond challenging in some cases. And again, that's not the case in every market. It's the river with the average depth of a foot that the guy drowns in, right? It just depends on where you are. But it's definitely a big national issue.
Well, another thing I found yesterday is it's not just a flooring issue. These cabinet guys are having the problem too.
Absolutely. It's the whole house. It's the whole house.
All right, let's talk about, just real quick before we run out of time, the highlights of the next 2 days. You have a little bit of a trade show this morning, then this afternoon you have team building, you've got several activities going on, and then tomorrow you have a super intense day. Give us a couple of highlights, if you would.
Well, we hit the ground running yesterday, obviously, with straight into breakouts before we even had the opening general session, which was a good thing for us to do. This morning we'll start at 7:30 with members only in another general session and run that for half an hour, go straight into the trade show for 3 hours, and then this afternoon, I know you're well aware, we'll get out and do some activities. Got a lot of folks hiking. I think hiking is by far the most popular activity this year. Golfing, boating, and so forth. We'll get back and hit the paddle wheel boats for a big dinner on the lake tonight. Tomorrow will be goal line to goal line, nothing but just a lot of work. Got Ken Jackson from Shaw Industries back out here again running his next segment with just financial excellence. I'll be doing a breakout session on outside selling, which I haven't done in a number of years with the group. That's always fun. It'll be a packed agenda, lots of breakout sessions with all of the members together from all of the different groups, and then we'll break the groups into subsets.
All right, great, Dave. Well, it's good to be with you. And again, been talking to Dave Giesling at his annual FEI group meeting, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.